A new franchise record for wins in a single season set as the Warriors beat the Utah Jazz in overtime on Wednesday night in Salt Lake City. 68 wins on the season thus far. And this victory on the road, certainly impressive with a late surge to send the game to overtime where the Warriors seized control on the way to a 103-96 win in OT. The Warriors 68-7 record is the best in NBA history through 75 games. Here's some sound with Warriors head coach Steve Kerr after the game.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we weren't expecting overtime, but when it arrived, we were thankful because I'm not sure we expected to win the game at that point, the way we were playing. But the minutes are okay, you know, especially if you look at, you know, who played the big minutes. They're all young. They can play forever. And, you know, the guys we need rest for, they're getting rest. Sean played, I think, about 24 minutes, and he was fantastic. But we kept him right around his usual minutes. And like I said, the other guys will be, they'll be fine. They're 24, 25 years old.
Coming off of a back-to-back, did you feel like they were playing a little lethargic out there, at least at the beginning?
I thought we were great, like the first 10 minutes. The ball was moving. We had a beautiful flow to the game. And after that, it just went straight downhill. Second quarter, third quarter, couldn't get anything going. A lot of that was Utah's defense. They did a good job. You know, we were never out of it. We were always within 6-8 points, and we knew we could make that up quickly if we just turned things around.
You know, you say you don't, the record isn't that important, but I know as a competitor, everybody wants to play and win every game whenever they can. Did you worry at the end that they might not be able to pull it out, particularly after having played a tough game last night?
I wasn't worried because even if they hadn't pulled it out, I think we would have been 67-8. It's pretty good. So even if we had lost, I don't think I just like the effort. I love our competitive spirit. You know, that's the main thing. Our guys, no matter what our record ends up, it almost doesn't matter. It's just the incredible display of competition and fight night after night.
Post-game, Clay Thompson was really complimentary of you. He said you drew up a really great play at the end of regulation. Why did you choose to go that direction?
I'm not sure. I drew up so many great plays. I'm not sure which one he was talking about. I'm guessing he's talking about when he hit the three.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got a lot of plays. We run a lot of different things. Some of them work, some of them don't, but Clay hit the big shot. That was huge and got us to the overtime after we made a great defensive stop.
How helpful is a game like this in preparation for the playoffs, especially when it could potentially be the Jazz that you all face in the first round?
Feels like we've been playing playoff-style games now for the last couple of weeks. Everybody's gunning for us, and we've played a few teams that we couldn't see in the first round. Dallas a couple of weeks ago, Utah, we got Portland on Sunday. We played them last week, a couple weeks ago. So all these games feel like playoff games. It's great. It's a good way to get ready for the postseason.
All right. Has there been a struggle, at least here in Salt Lake City, to kind of get the pace you want against this Jazz team?
Well, they kept the pace where they wanted it tonight, for sure. And they did a good job of it. But that's all part of the game, part of the strategy. And, you know, we can find a way to generate some pace in most games, and we found a way tonight late.
Here's Harrison Barnes, who joined Tim Roy on the Warriors radio network in the post game.
Man, we just pulled together as a team. You know, we all wanted this game. We all wanted to get this victory. So we just, you know, dug down deep and were able to get some stops and make some shots.
You know, the offensive rebound off a missed three is an interesting play in basketball today, because if you go back and look at it, you know, people tend to look at the ball, so defenders lose track. How important was that rebound by Sean Livingston as the clock ticked down in regulation?
It was huge. I mean, that was the play of the game right there. Get that offensive rebound, we get a three, we make it. I had flashbacks of what happened in New Orleans during the playoffs last year with that same thing.
That's right. Mo Spates got the offensive rebound over to Curry in the corner. And tonight, tell me a little bit about your night. How did you think that your night progressed to this evening?
I just try to stay with it. You know, I missed a lot of shots early. A lot of them I thought were going to go down, just rimmed in and out. So I just want to try to continue to be aggressive and try to help my team get stops.
Yeah, you know, because it was interesting. They were trying to take away a lot of things at the top of the key. You had some open looks, but you got 11 rebounds tonight. You know, that kind of activity level eventually pays dividends.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that Coach Kerr is always big about. It's just, you know, be active, be active, be active. You know, when you shots may not be going, when you may not be getting the ball, when you may kind of be out of rhythm, just continue to be active and things will just fall into place. And that's what really happened tonight.
68-7.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, we got more work to do. Still some games left and got to get ready for the playoffs.
We also heard from Draymond Green in the locker room afterward.
You know, come in, stay poised. You know, I think for a minute there we lost our poise, like six possessions. We threw up bad shots, and but we got it back together. And once we closed the gap, you know, it was mano a mano then.
Draymond, you guys won small ball, and you had to contend with Gobert. How did the whole team do that?
Man, it's tough. His length is, like, he may be, when you're talking about, like, look where he dunked some of those balls from. It was, I was way outside the charge circle. Like, and he just dunked the ball. Like, I mean, you think you got him boxed out and he'll reach right over the top. It's incredible. But, you know, overall, we did enough to get the win. And, you know, once we got in the late fourth quarter in overtime, we just started trying to involve him in a lot of stuff on the defensive end, you know, to where he's uncomfortable. And they ended up pulling him out of there, which I think helped a lot.
Did the back-to-back play any factor? I mean, it seemed like the second, third quarter, you guys got a little lethargic.
Everybody goes through back-to-backs. That's part of the NBA. You know, it doesn't make it easier. There's Utah with the elevation. You know, I think everybody always talks about Denver, but Utah's just as tough. So, you know, we knew coming in here that it'll be a grinded out game. That's the style of ball they play, and you got to take your hats off to them. They controlled the entire game pretty much. So, we're not one to make excuses. We just didn't have it. We had it for the first quarter, then we lost it. Found it soon enough.
How good is a game like this for preparation for the playoffs, especially when it could be the Jazz you all face in the first round?
It is good, you know, because you know what type of game they're going to play. That's playoff style basketball right there, and to come out with a win when you play probably a C-minus game, that says a lot about our team.
All right, next up on the schedule, the Boston Celtics visit Oracle Arena on Friday night with this Warrior Sound game recap. I'm Lawrence Scott.